So in the summertime, which they claim this is technically summer now. It doesn't look much like it, but
hopefully we'll get there.
Incidents involving animal bites seem to be more prominent. Spiro's Law is a personal injury firm and can represent a victim if bitten by an animal. Tell us a little bit about that. Who's responsible if somebody is bitten by an animal?
Well, generally speaking, I guess in the context of dogs, generally is what we see most of. It's going to be the dog owner. It can also be the property owner. Anyone who is harboring the dog, you know, providing shelter or even just caring for the dog at the time. So that's the first person we look to is the dog owner and the property owner.
All right. So if somebody is bit, what should somebody do if that happens?
Well, right off the bat, it's really important. People sometimes don't think of this, but you should contact the police. The police can come and do a report, and then you'll also want to contact the local animal control so they can do what's called a bite report. And it's basically just to confirm ownership of the dog and make sure the dog is current with all of its vaccines, you know, rabies, things like that. That's very important to protect both sides.
And I mentioned that to you off air. That happened to me as a kid. I was bitten, and we had to have the cops go and show proof of the rabies. Rabies shots and everything. And that's as far as we took it, but just wanted to make sure I was going to be all right. But if that happens and you want to contact an attorney, how can an attorney help a victim of an animal bite?
Well, we will help sort through that process of finding out who is responsible, who the dog owner is or the property owner, who may have been caring for the dog at the time or providing shelter. We'll also help you through that process with the police. It's also very important in the early stages to get photos of the bites, initially the initial injury and then as they begin to heal. And then we will work through that process with the dog owner or property owner's insurance company and hopefully get the person compensation for their bites and the pain and suffering they went through. And oftentimes, unfortunately, we're also dealing with some pretty serious permanent scarring. I've dealt with a number of juveniles who have, you know, facial scars for life because of some pretty severe dog bites.
So we're talking about the dog bites, but what all type of bite cases can Spiro's Law handle?
It's basically any animal. I mean, obviously, we see most common with dogs, but any animal that is kept as a pet, domesticated animals, most commonly dog, but you can have an angry cat or something like that, I guess. So anything like that we can handle.
All right. How can somebody schedule a free consultation with Spiro's Law?
Well, you can call us locally at 815-929-9292. You can visit us at spiroslaw.com on the web. And you can also visit us at our local office at 1230 West Court Street in Kankakee.
All right. Hey, is there anything else you want to add on this before you go?
Just, you know, be careful out there. You know, summertime is when we see most of these people just out walking, you know, on a public sidewalk. You may see a dog that's chained up, but just be alert because a lot of times those chains are longer than you think. And obviously, keep track of your own dogs. You know, I have a little lab dog that we have to, you know, just likes to chase bunnies. But keep track of all your dogs. Keep them on leashes. Just keep everyone safe.
And probably people shouldn't do what I do. Like I always... Like yesterday, I'm out at a flea market. Everybody's got dogs on leashes. I'm the guy that's like, oh, let me pet it. And I get down and I do that. It's smarter to ask the owner if it's all right.
Yeah,
right?
Always ask. One of the things that is important in dog bite cases is whether or not the dog was actually provoked. Obviously, a friendly gesture that you might think is just petting the dog, you know, you want to be careful. So just make sure you have the owner's permission and, you know. Just protect yourself.
There you go. Andrew Purcell from Spiro's Law on Court Street in Kankakee. Again, you can give him a call. Correct me if I mess up the number. 815-929-9292.
That's correct, Denny.
All right. SpirosLaw.com. Thanks for stopping by here at the Valley.
Thanks, Denny. Have a good day.
You too.